Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 9th, 2021. Today is Tuesday in the third week of Lent. Yesterday, we were reading from the 10th chapter of John, and we heard Jesus say these words, "I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice." Today, just a few verses over, still in the 10th chapter of John, Jesus is walking along when he's confronted by some religious leaders who have rocks in their hands and they're not in the mood for a friendly exchange. "Don't keep us in suspense any longer, Jesus. Tell us if you are the Messiah." Now, Jesus responds by saying, "If you don't believe me, believe in the works that I've been doing." Well, I've been thinking a little bit about what that must have meant for the religious leaders. I wonder if some of those hands that are holding rocks, if maybe just a few months prior, they had been holding a wine glass at a wedding in Cana of Galilee where Jesus had turned water into wine. I wonder if some of those hands holding rocks had held bread and fish at that hillside picnic where Jesus fed the multitude from scant resources. I wonder if those hands holding rocks hadn't been present with all the hubbub that Jesus caused when he healed the man born blind. I don't know. But I just expect that some of the people in this accusing crowd had already had interactions with Jesus. They had seen the works that he was doing. But the religious leaders say, "We're not going to stone you because of the works you're doing, but because you have claimed to be the Son of God. That's blasphemy. And you need to pay the price for such a blasphemy." Well, however it happens, Jesus manages to escape, but those of us who read the Gospels know that these disputations with the religious leaders, they will increase and ultimately reach the pinnacle with the help of the Roman Empire on a cross on a hill called Golgotha. But for now, we're left to reflect upon this encounter. The desire of the religious leaders to know beyond a shadow of a doubt about Jesus' identity, but not quite trusting Jesus' own testimony about himself. They need something that Jesus is not capable of providing them. He can point to what he's been doing, to his ministry of teaching and healing and exorcism. He has made no secret about his own identity. At least in the Gospel of John, Jesus is very clear about who he is. He can't do anything else. He can't say anything else that's going to change these people's minds. We're back to this whole notion of belief, of faith, and belief as putting our trust in Jesus, trusting that Jesus is who he says he is. Now, on any given Sunday when we would gather for worship, back when we could do such a thing, there probably wasn't anyone in the congregation who had an adverse relationship with Jesus. There was no one at Trinity Church who was going to be angry about Jesus. But I suspect we had a wide range of opinions about Jesus' work and about Jesus' identity. My guess is some people believed that Jesus was a good teacher. Others believe that he's a prophet. Others might have said he's a moral example. Plenty probably would say he is the Son of God, though maybe when pressed, they couldn't exactly say how they knew that other than they repeated it in the creeds. There are probably some folks in the first group who believe Jesus was a good moral example or a good teacher or a prophet who would maybe never accept that he is in any way divine or the Savior of the world. Well, my job as a preacher of the gospel is to proclaim what the church has said about Jesus. My job as a pastor is to walk with people on their own journey of faith as they learn how to trust in Jesus as their Savior. And we've talked about this already as we've moved through John, that belief isn't about being certain. Belief is about putting our trust in Jesus. And I don't know about you, but it feels like some days I have more trust than others. Some days I'm more faithful than others. Some days I can believe all of the miracles that Jesus does and still find myself not quite believing that Jesus has the power to save me. Sometimes I struggle, not because of who Jesus is, but who I am. I wonder if that might be the case for you too. Maybe we are not accusing Jesus in our daily lives like these religious leaders do. Don't keep us in suspense. Tell us the truth. Well, we already know who Jesus has claimed to be. And we still struggle. We don't want to see Jesus die, not only in the text that we read today. We don't want to see Jesus die on Good Friday. We don't want anything bad to happen to Jesus. And at the same time, we struggle with how to make sense of Jesus in our day-to-day lives. And so for me, that's what Lent is another opportunity for. It's another opportunity for me to reset my own trust and belief in Jesus' grace and love. We're all starting this journey of faith in different places, and we're all on this journey of faith together. And I think that yesterday's reading continues to be a comfort to me, even as I struggle from day to day about my own ability to be faithful and trust in Jesus, even as I struggle with the ups and downs of the spiritual life, I can still put my faith in the one who says, I am the good shepherd, and my sheep hear my voice. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, we beseech you mercifully to hear us and grant that we, to whom you have given a fervent desire to pray, may by your mighty aid be defended and comforted in all dangers and adversities through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.